Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every single time we think that this thing is over, it takes a left turn and then a right turn, and then it goes somewhere down the middle. If you ask for the fork in the road, you go straight. Another chapter in the Brandon Ayuk saga, and it's because of now John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, who are going to get into. I'm not sure where you're at this point. It feels like every single day we've been talking about this, and every single time it feels like we're done and we're over it, something else comes down the line to make us just wonder what the hell is happening in Santa Clara.
Where am I at with it?
Well, first of all, how you doing, man? I'm glad to be on the mic with you first and foremost.
I'm already sweating this morning. Where am I going at? I'm where everyone else is. In the words of Lorenzo Neal, I'm in the same row of church, same pew, okay? This is where we're at. We're exhausted. My wife liked this show. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this show. It's The Walking Dead, okay? And at some point, it got so formulaic. It was like, oh, my God, Rick, they might have found a society somewhere. Oh, you can't go outside the confines of this walled-off area we have. And then a couple of people would leak out, more zombies! And it was wash, rinse, repeat. Four seasons on end. And by about the 22nd season, I said, Michelle, my God, I mean, Jesus, this is like the same show. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. And that's where I'm at with this. It's like, it was interesting. I found it fascinating. At this point, here's what I want to know. And I want to know from both sides. I do. We'll never find out.
Yeah.
What's the holdup? Like, what is the holdup? It better be something juicy. Because if it's not, if it's a couple mil here, a couple mil here, look around the league. These contracts are getting renegotiated and money is moving around after 2 years on all the really good players, right? If this is about making a specific amount of money, there are other destinations where you can go make that specific amount of money. If this is about winning or putting yourself in the best chance for the third contract and making good money, well, then this is your spot. If it's about making that extra mil, it's not going to happen here. And they've said that to him. And I feel like we've gotten it all the way boiled down to one spot. You're either playing on the fifth-year option, we're either trading you, or you're taking the deal that we have on the table. There's no in between.
And I feel like that was somewhat of the gauntlet that was thrown down by John Lynch yesterday. We're going to get into the sound from his press conference before Brandon Ayuk did not show up to practice yesterday. And that's the wrinkle in this all. Brandon Ayuk, he's been holding in. You know, he's been present at the last preseason game. He was in Las Vegas. But where he was not present was yesterday at the 49ers practice facility, or at least on the field. He was in the building, according to Lynch, but he was not on the field and was not expected at least to be out there at the very end. You know, there's kind of that media session where at the beginning they show up, they're looking for the players, and then it was reported that even after everyone left, that Brandon Ayuk was not on the field practicing for the San Francisco 49ers. So Lynch yesterday, I mean, pretty much just said, dude, at some point, you got to play. At some point, we need you on the field. And at some point, to your point, Shasky, you got to make a choice. And that's where, look, I'm not on my wit's end with Ayuk. I'm close to my wit's end with this entire situation because it takes two to tango in this.
It's not just Ayuk. No, my frustration.
It's both sides.
Yes, it's both sides. Well, A, the Niners misread the market, right?
100%.
B, I think that they're using past emotional, you know, negotiations against Ayuk. It's not Ayuk's fault that Bosa squeezed you for an extra $10 million. Like, that's like the guy who gets in a relationship. Oh, my last girlfriend did this. Like, well, bro, you gotta suspend that. Like, I understand you can have those feelings deep down inside, but you can't let it affect your new relationship. You know, it could shape the way you view certain things, but you can't be so emotional that it's ruined it. And then the other part is like, I think that they missed their window. Like, if they had a deadline in place, if it was back in April, well, then you needed to get it done back in April. And I thought the line of the day, and we're going to get to it at some point, we don't get paid to try, we get paid to do. And that was with John Lynch. And I'm going to just tell you how I feel about John Lynch. And I want to know how you feel, Evan. Like, I think he's a high-level human being. I don't think he's beyond criticism. I don't think he's beyond making mistakes. I think they've made a lot of mistakes. And they've made a lot of, like, singles and doubles and home runs. Trey Lance, huge strikeout. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. You know? But look at the roster. They're really good. And they're a victim of their own success. I believe he's tried to deal in good faith. But I do believe that the team has botched things. And I think that John, as a former player, you could just sense. I think that he is frustrated beyond belief with the whole thing. His side, Ayuk's side, where they're at. And I think at the end of the day, he's like, dude, come on, man. Somebody's got to compromise a little here.
Well, let's just get into it because Lynch spoke for, I don't know, about, it felt like 15 minutes yesterday, but really the first 6 or 7 minutes of his press conference in Santa Clara were about Brandon Ayuk and to some extent Trent Williams, but it's primarily Ayuk because he was the guy that was expected. And there was the preceding reports from the NFL Network about how Ayuk, like, this was the day, basically, right after roster cuts. Brandon Ayuk is on the roster.
Because they're installing the stuff for the Jets.
It's game week.
Yes.
Like, this is week zero. Kyle Shanahan came out and said, this is game week.
Exactly.
And, look, I also want to get people's reaction once they hear this at 888-957-9570. If you've already heard it, we're going to go through it just piece by piece, trying to ascertain just where John Lynch is with this situation, because we've been able to read his comments all offseason, and now it finally feels like he's at his tipping point. Here's what kind of the opening question and statement.
Reports or suggestions that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today. To your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
That's the expectation, was him to be out there at practice, and he wasn't. And I don't know if, like, what I gleaned from that and what I've kind of gleaned from the entire thing is, I don't think they knew one way or another.
Because this is the part that frustrates me. I mean, like, you got to know your boys, right? You got to know your personnel.
Ideally.
I always say this to the kids, right? When, like, whatever sport you're playing, KYP, know your personnel, right? If a kid's in center field and you know he's got a weak arm, you better go out there for the cut, right? You better go out 4 or 5 extra steps. Conversely, if you know he's got a really strong arm, maybe you drop step a little, right? You know your boys. You know what kind of situations they get in. And part of running a team, running any business, any organization, is you have to have an emotional feel for people. And you have to have an idea of how they're going to react to certain things. And I feel like they really misread Brandon Ayuk's whole aura throughout this whole thing.
They obviously did, because I don't think they expected it to. I know Shanahan has said multiple times, well, you know, anything's on the table and this is a possibility. I don't think they expected it to get here. I think they expected Trent Williams to be here. I think they expected offseason for Nick Bosa to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, he signed, what, September 7th, September 8th, the day before a kickoff?
And they said the whole time, like, this is a hard one. This is going to be tough. But I'll give John Lynch this.
When you're resetting markets, that's how it works.
Yes. No doubt.
But Ayuk is not.
He's a really good player. And this is where I think this gets really, like, they have a lot of really good players. And they've got a quarterback that they have to pay. Like, they're balancing a lot of things simultaneously. The part, again, letting it get to this, they do deserve a lot of criticism. It's not like Brandon Ayuk's not without it as well, because I don't know what his demands are. But I'm like really surprised they let this one get where it's at, because you saw it coming a year ago.
You should have. Well, and this is also something they pushed. Remember, they could have done this negotiation last offseason. Brandon Ayuk, they picked up his fifth year to create this situation, understanding that they would eventually get it done, and BA would be a 49er long term. In fact, you know, that, and I have some thoughts about what the Niners have prioritized offseason wise, because I'm not sure anymore it's just homegrown dudes. I think it's whoever is Super Bowl caliber, and we can get into that. But I also want to get your take on, I think this is kind of the money quote that you're talking about with John Lynch being asked if he foresaw the standoff with Brandon Ayuk.
I don't know that I saw the standoff with Brandon. I saw a situation that we were going to have to deal with, and man, we've been trying for a long time. We don't get paid to try; we get paid to do. And you know, I'll take accountability for anything that hasn't happened, but I won't stop continuing to fight to find the best resolution, whatever that may be. The Trent situation, you know, things come up, and this is, you know, come up. Trent's a fantastic player; he's a tremendous leader on this team. I will never fall short on my praise of Trent and what he's meant to this place. It was a great day, you know, when I got that call from Rivera saying that they would do that trade, and he's been incredible since he's been here. So we value Trent. We love Trent. We want Trent here, and I'm hopeful that can happen soon.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, that first part of it, I think, says it all, right? Like, when you're paid to do a job, effectively do your job. And I don't think he's just talking about himself. I think that is a subliminal shot at Brandon Ayuk to basically, and he said it earlier, essentially, at some point you have to play. And that's why I think that yesterday was significant. I don't know. Shasky, you have been at every single home game for who knows how long. You know this organization like the back of your hand. And since John Lynch has become general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, I don't know I've ever seen him as close to wanting to put a helmet on than he was yesterday at his press conference. I felt like I was seeing John Lynch, the Hall of Famer. I felt like I was getting a glimpse into John Lynch, the player, the cerebral but aggressive and competitive, absolute bulldog that he was as a free safety for multiple teams and for a Super Bowl caliber squad. Like, that was John Lynch yesterday basically saying, look, nothing is given, nothing is promised, but we're trying to figure this out, and we're judged based on our actions. Right now, the actions of the 49ers are not having Brandon Ayuk under contract. The actions of Brandon Ayuk are not being at practice. You have to figure it out. One side, I don't know if it takes to give in to the other, but at this point, they are both Fs in my mind. They have both failed this offseason by letting it get to this point.
Well, and effectively, you're no matter how you look at this, like right now, the team is not at full strength, and they're not ready to roll week one. Which like, everything about this team reads, we need to be ready for week one because getting that bye makes our chances of going to a Super Bowl easier, right? I mean, am I misreading the situation?
No, you're a better team with than without.
Absolutely, and we all agree, outside of a crazy, you know, we trade Ayuk here and then we flip picks and go get another receiver who's elite, like, you're not finding an upgrade for now. And I come back to John Lynch. I just trust John Lynch. I'm not saying I don't trust other people, but like this, you're talking about his like credibility, right? Two-sport athlete at Stanford, high-level dude. To get into Stanford, you got to be a pretty high-level person. Pretty high-level person. Everything he's done has touched to gold. That doesn't mean you can't make mistakes. He was a great broadcaster. He's been, a phenomenal GM, right? A phenomenal GM.
Yeah, he's been one of the best executives in the league.
Absolutely. And I just think that he gets people, and he understands how to empower people, how to motivate people, how to put people in position to succeed. Look at their hierarchy as an organization. People are trying to pick off people from that front office. Go look at what Washington has right now. You know, that's our front office.
Tennessee.
Absolutely. And I just look and I'm thinking to myself, like, this guy's been through a lot of negotiations as a player. He's been through a lot of negotiations as a front office guy. I've never seen him this frustrated. There's got to be more to this. And I think he's frustrated internally with Parag. I do. I think he's frustrated with Parag because I think they misread some stuff. And I think he's frustrated with Ayuk. There are times in life two parties both make mistakes. And I think this is one of them.
I agree. I think the Niners have let it get to this point, and Brandon Ayuk is basically saying, if you're giving me an inch, I'm going to take a mile. You know, if the Niners really wanted to figure this thing out, either I think it's been because of a couple million dollars, I think it's been because of their willingness to let BA be the player and the person that he is. The 49ers have not to this point played hardball enough to either get this done or to move off his contract or to put their foot in the ground and say, you're playing on your fifth year.
What's hardball then?
Hardball is what I think they're about to do, which is start fining him.
Okay.
They're about to hit him where it hurts, in his purse. Because Brandon Ayuk has been holding in this entire time, I think, because of money. This entire saga has been about dollars. It's been about sense, and it hasn't made sense. Because BA is trying to get paid, and the Niners want to pay him, I believe, but they're not willing to go above a certain sign. They also haven't been willing to fine him yet.
Yeah.
And what we found out yesterday is that he was expected to be at camp. More importantly, he was cleared medically. So the BS excuse of my back hurts, or I got a sore hammy, or this quad is this and that, it's not going to fly anymore.
Yeah.
And now they're going to hit him where it hurts, and I believe they're going to start fining him. And they probably started fining him for missing practice yesterday.
Don't you wonder, like, is it a million that they're haggling over? Is it 10 million? Like, I'm talking about total guarantees. Like, what is the number? What is the number that we're talking about? Because if it's $1 million, you just do the math, right? And I know, I would never leave even $1 off the table. Like, just do the math. Sometimes things aren't worth the haggle, right? You know what I mean? Like, I have the QOL factor in my life, quality of life. And there are certain things that I won't do, even if it's financially motivated, if it affects my, negatively affects my quality of life. Is it $1 million? Is it $10 million? Is it $15 million? Like, that's the part where I find it difficult to point the finger directly at one or the other because I don't know what that number is.
I don't either. And it feels like the goalpost just keeps getting moved. Every time we think that the goal line, there's a false start. You know what I mean? Like, every single time they're in the red zone, if someone gets hit with an offensive holding or some sort of self-inflicted wound. And it's either because of BA or the Niners. I don't know who is more at fault at this point, because the other part of this too, like, I came away from listening to John Lynch and just completely feeling him. I'm like, this guy sounds frustrated. He sounds like he's at wit's end. And he sounds like he just wants this to be done. Like, we all want it to just be done with. And that's the general manager of this football team. But the other part of this too, Shasky, is the pendulum has swung back and forth this offseason so many times of, well, now we're going to blame the Niners. or BA's to blame? And it feels like it's more back on BA at this point. The pendulum is in his direction as far as who's to blame for this not getting done. Because if there was an expectation, I have to imagine that they've communicated about it. That, all right, this is game week or week zero, whatever you want to call it. We need you at practice. If you want to be there week one for the New York Jets, we need you at practice come Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon. And BA was not there. And it's starting to feel like to me, whether the contract gets signed, you know, soon, whether it gets signed later, I don't know if they feel comfortable putting him on the field on Monday night at Levi's Stadium.
Yeah, and I just wonder what their thought is on team building. Like, I've thought that the entire time. Because I it sounds like they were trying to move either Debo or Ayuk at the deadline, right? And when I mean team building, I'm saying, like, all right, there are two teams in the league right now that are paying multiple receivers top dollar and a quarterback, the Miami Dolphins and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think it's a case study. Like, can we put together 45% of our cap in three players on offense? It's interesting, right? It's an interesting exercise. I don't think I would do it, especially on a run-based team. That's me. But if you've made that determination and you have a threshold, then this needed to be done before the draft so you could add something to your team that could help you week one against the Jets.
Well, and the wrinkle in all this, again, is the Niners are trying to compete for a Super Bowl. It's not, they're not just trying to get to the playoffs.
No.
They're not just trying to get to the division crown.
No.
They're trying to win a Super Bowl. And that's where we do agree that BA keeps you at that level. I mean, you were in overtime. I firmly disagree. I know he hasn't had any big playoff games, but I do disagree with people that say that the Niners could get to where they got to last year without him. I don't think they get past Green Bay. I don't think they get past Detroit. I certainly don't even think they get maybe to overtime in the Super Bowl. That's a little more debatable. But I don't think they get to the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk on the squad last year. And if you're telling me he's not there, then I at this point, and this is so frustrating. I understand if at the beginning of the year you told me, well, Brandon Ayuk wants this amount of money, we can't give it to him. So we're making a move, we're going in a different direction. We drafted his replacement. Totally get it. It might suck, you might take a step back, but I get it. At this point, if you trade Brandon Ayuk, you are admitting that you have failed this entire offseason. And if he misses 1 week, or if not multiple, the regular season, like there's a possibility that they could place him on IR, that he's not on the roster come week one, and that basically he's just accruing fines and sitting on his ass while the Niners are trying to go out and win football games. And that doesn't work either. The Niners have tried to thread a needle this offseason, and to me it's all been because they have been unwilling to, in the public eye, lose a deal the same way that they did last offseason. That's what I hate that this has come down to. Optics. It's come down to public perception and who's at fault instead of making it about football. It's supposed to be about winning games and trying to stack chips, and instead they're trying to make sure that their chips are just a little bit lower than Ayuk wants them.
Well, and the way that the season ended last year, a lot of fans are still emotionally picking themselves up off the mat.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just, I've now been through three of these Super Bowl losses in the last 15 years. It's just really hard to pick yourself up off the mat emotionally as a fan base. And when you have all of this stuff that's not football, that's clouding everything, it's not cool. It's not cool as a fan. And I think it takes two to tango in this one. I lost my mind during the Bosa stuff last year because it's like, what is taking so long? This is one of the most important players on your team. And it affected his play all year. All year. I think this is going to have ripple effects all year.
I think there's all
put you so, brother.
That's a great job.
For everyone, though. For Purdy, you know, for other wide receivers, for, you know, connectivity on the team. And I'm not even saying, like, oh, he's a bad teammate. I'm not getting to any of that. I'm just saying, like, when guys aren't around, you're playing catch-up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.